Welcome to Crosswalk Talk with ordained ministers Carlotta Waldman and her co-host Pat Torek. We call it Crosswalk Talk because Jesus died on the cross so that we can walk the walk and live the life in Him. And we all know that our walk talks much louder than our talk talks. This is your opportunity to share true stories of God intervening in the lives of real people today. Stories of miraculous healing, intervention, God's provision, divine appointments, or of receiving undeserved favor. Please call us with your true story at 866-480-LIVE. That's 866-480-LIVE. Carlotta Waldman is an author, Bible college educator, and ordained minister of counseling. Pat Torek is an evangelist, worship leader, and healing prayer minister. Now here's Carlotta Waldman.
Hello, I'm Carlotta Waldman, and I have Reverend Patty Torek with me, and we're here to talk to you about all the things that people are experiencing at Christmas. We have such a heart to minister to people right where they are, and so for some of you, it's an awesome time. You're getting together with family, you know, you get to give, and it's such a joy to give, and you're eating your best, famous, favorite foods and all these things, but for others of you, it's a serious time. Maybe you have an anniversary date at this time of some huge disappointment in your life, some huge loss. Some of you experienced a tremendous loss of a friend or a loved one or a pet. Others of you may have experienced a loss of a job, and now you're unemployed, maybe without even having unemployment compensation. Others of you, this time of year, you experience the loss of your divorce all over again. And you might say, well, mine happened 6 months ago, but of course I know as a prayer minister that the six-month anniversary is just as tough as the one-year anniversary. Some of you have friends, and you're trying to encourage them by being totally jovial, you know, and upbeat, but what they really need is for you to be sensitive to their loss. I want to encourage you to call that friend right now. Invite them to tune in right here, right now. And as we continue to introduce this, you've got a minute. Go ahead and call them and invite them to listen to this broadcast, because we're going to be talking about how God intervenes in the lives of real people who have experienced serious loss, and some of those hurts and memories come up again just at this time of year. And so please call them. We're going to be talking about how God touches our hurts when they resurface. Hey, Carlotta. This is a subject that's really very close to my heart right now, because I've had a loss just in the last couple of months, and I know that during the Christmas season there are so many people out there. I'm certainly not the only one, and people are depressed because they've lost a loved one, and they feel pressure to celebrate, and like you said, you don't want to bring the family members down. You want to be upbeat, and yet you're sad, you know, and you just can't flip back and forth according to the day of the month. What really brought this all about was not just myself, but in February of this year, my neighbor lost his wife suddenly without warning. At age 43, she suffered a massive stroke and was gone. And like most people, I offered my condolences and prayed for the family. Later this year in May, my husband lost his father, and I lost my mother in August. And now the Christmas season is upon us, and we're going to face this without our loved one. Now, just the other day, my neighbor came over to deliver a stove, and I found myself asking him straight out for the first time. About 9 months have passed, but instead of asking him, how are you? I mean, how are you doing really? Which is what I would usually ask. I looked me in the eyes and I said, what happened? And you know, that's all I have to say. And for the next hour, he shared every detail of what happened. And he didn't do it tearfully. And I could see that the more he talked, the lighter he seemed to be. That what he really needed was for someone just to open the door, give him the opportunity to talk. And when he left, I saw how important that was. I think we underestimate the power of communication and sharing the real stuff. And that's what today's program is. I mean, all of our programs are about real people, real stories. And real stuff is, some things in life are sad. There are losses. And so we need to address everything. Now, when he left during his crisis, I had a question that I didn't ask him. And it just bothered me and bothered me. And finally, I called him. It took me 2 days to get up the nerve. But I finally called him, and I said, can I ask you one more question about that? Because, you know, it's a sensitive subject. And myself, just losing my mother just months before, I'm very sensitive to, what do you say? Is it the right time? You know. But I said to him, I said, can I ask you a really personal question, just one more question? He said, sure. And I said, while you were going through this, when it first happened, when she first fell, she's being transferred to this hospital. You're waiting there for almost an hour. She's being taken to the hospital in Pittsburgh. And then there's 10 more days on life support. During this whole time, what were you thinking? What were you thinking about God? Because I believe that everybody thinks about God. Even an atheist will pray in a foxhole. And I said, did you pray? Were you angry at God? Well, he didn't answer your prayer. She died anyway. Were you angry? And he didn't even have to think about that. He said, no, I wasn't angry. He said, I have always believed that when it's your time to go, it's your time. And I said, well, you know, that is absolutely scriptural. In fact, Ecclesiastes 3:1-2 says, in everything there is a season, and to every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die. And he had just always accepted that. But having talked to him and seeing how willing he was to talk about it and how it seemed to be a relief, I thought how many people would really benefit from just having the opportunity to talk, for someone to just ask and just listen. So I would encourage anyone, if you've had a loss, be open. Don't keep it to yourself. If you know someone that's had a loss, don't be afraid to give them an opportunity to talk. Don't be afraid to say, how are you feeling? Really, how are you really feeling? Because I care and I want to know and I'll listen. Don't be afraid to ask. No one will be angry at you because you cared enough to ask.
And I want to throw in one more thing that we feel is very important to share, but Patty didn't think that she could say it in her own words because her loss is so recent. But we both want you to know that when her mother was passing, just at that very moment, she and her sister were there, and they were playing one of Patty's CDs called Heading Home.
How appropriate, huh?
And she knew that the song that was on at that time was appropriate, but she didn't know which song would be played next because she wasn't really concentrating on the CD.
No.
And the next song that played on her CD was Angels in the Room. We've just got to share a little bit of that with
them.
We
will.
Okay.
Okay.
And as her mother passed from the loving arms of her daughters to the loving arms of her Savior, this song was playing. I can't do it either, Patty.
That's all right.
Sorry.
I think they understand. Let's just play the song.
Okay.
About that great reason.
Just read this scripture here that I shared with Carlotta. Because God knows, God grieves. Moses was so loved. He was so loved by the people. He was the leader. And in Deuteronomy 34, 8 through 10, says this, "The Israelites grieved for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days until the time of weeping and mourning was over. Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him. So the Israelites listened to him and did what the Lord had commanded Moses. Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses." Now listen to this. "Whom the Lord knew face to face."
You know, a lot of us have heard of that, that God knew Moses face to face.
Yes.
But I never realized until we started preparing this, I'm making a true confession here, I never had looked at the context, Patty, that it was actually the last verse in the, you know, after 8 and 9 talking about grieving, and there's a time for grieving and weeping, and here God is talking about, and I know you face to face. I mean, this is personal.
Yes, it is. Well, God is very personal.
Yes, he is. Very personal. And you might be thinking, okay, this is a good subject for me to hear because I never know quite what to do. I care about people. In fact, I empathize with them. Maybe I feel their feelings too much, and then I don't know what to do for them. I want to tell you that I have an article on Crosswalk Life at CWLINC.com that even talks about what do you do for someone that's just experienced a divorce. What do? You don't have a wake or a memorial service.
You don't fix them up with a friend right away.
Definitely. They don't want to go out and have fun. They're grieving just as much as anyone else.
It's the death of a marriage. It is a death.
It's a death. And you don't get the same comfort usually. People don't really understand what happened in your marriage. They don't know what to say.
Right.
They try to, you know, just maybe call you and ask if you want to go somewhere. Maybe you don't feel like going. But on this article on the website, I actually have a bunch of suggestions about what do you do and don't do for someone that's experiencing divorce. And another thing is, what if it's not your loss? Like in my grandmother's case. There she was, having been married all her life, knew no other life, and my grandfather had suddenly passed away. And you know what God told me to do? I had lunch with her every day. And yes, I resisted any impulse to probe, ask questions, do my usual ministry and counseling thing. But she would spontaneously tell me some story from the beginning, like when she met my grandfather. And I would just listen. Do you know that listening is one of the most healing things you can do? Don't give an answer. Don't tell your story right away.
just listen. And the next day she would tell me another story from the beginning, and then she would clam up and I would note, that's it for today.
Mm-hmm.
And she was letting grief out one memory at a time. I love Nancy Honeytree's song too about forgiving one memory at a time. Some mm-hmm. of you that maybe you were dumped, they divorced you, and you need to just be able to forgive them one memory at a time as
right.
you grieve this giant loss in your life. So there's an idea for you. After about 6 weeks, I could tell she wasn't ready to have lunch with me every day from then on. I was beginning to get on her nerves, and she was letting me know, you're done. You're done. 6 weeks of stories is enough. Get out of here and get back to your life.
Love you, honey. Bye-bye now.
Right.
Carlotta, here's something that I would like to point out. When the person is saved and you know that they're in heaven, you know that to be absent from the body, be present with the Lord, but there is a difference. Would you talk about the difference between a person losing a loved one who has the Comforter, the comfort of the Holy Spirit in them, versus someone who's facing a loss and you don't have Jesus in your life, you don't have the Comforter, and you're doing it on your own, in your own strength. How do you address that?
Well, first of all, you know, people have this problem, but in many different ways. Some people have the Holy Spirit in their life. They've been saved. They've been sealed with the Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit. But they have a habit, a pattern of turning to other things for their comfort, which can be okay. It just depends on whether your primary source of comfort is the Holy Comforter, and you're turning to God and prayer and, you know, maybe he doesn't even expect you to pray actively during that time, but you know that in your heart you're relying on God for your comfort. But some people get caught in a trap of relying primarily on other things. And this is the time that they, when they lost their job or lost their spouse or their child died or had a huge disappointment of some kind, this is the time that they started drinking too much.
I was going to say, it's such a vulnerable time.
Or maybe their doctor gave them a prescription and they never came off of it again.
Right.
They wound up addicted to it. And they knew, they didn't want to admit it, but they knew, you know, 5 years later, I'm not still taking this for grief.
Yeah.
And this is a time when you can overdo appropriate ways to cope, appropriate ways to deal with things. It doesn't mean if you're a Christian, you can't take, you know, what your doctor has advised you to take for a short period of time. But eventually, we have to roll our cares over on Jesus and know that he is really going to take the pain out of this loss. And as quick as I say that, I want to say that we all have to go through the normal stages of grief. If you don't know what they are, please look them up. I mean, at first, you may just deny that the whole thing happened. It doesn't seem real. There's no way you can even appreciate the gravity of the whole situation. And then we go through anger stages, and we're all mad, and where was God, and why did he let this happen to me?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's several more stages, so please read up on them, whether you're going to minister to someone or whether you're the one going through the grief. So there's going to be normal grief, but like Patty was reading in Deuteronomy, there's only a certain amount of time, and it's different for every person, but there's only a limited amount of time. It's probably under 1 year that it's a healthy grief. You're not supposed to be overwhelmed by it forever, non-functional, unable to think or function or work. After that, then you might need ministry to get rid of a spirit of grief
yes.
that intends to keep you down forever.
And how do you know the difference?
Well, I would say that anybody's experienced a tremendous loss, especially of a family member. For me, now losing a pet was almost as big.
And I wanted to say that we're going to pray at the end of this, and you're going to hear me, and we don't mention names, but I have her permission. I'm going to mention my friend, Sunny. We're going to do a special prayer for her and everybody in her category right now, because Sunny has just lost her best friend, who was a gold retriever, right before Thanksgiving, and I know what that's like. I lost one of my best friends. She was a beautiful border collie. And I know that I grieved. It was a terrible loss. I grieved. My heart was broken for a long time.
And while we're at it on golden retrievers, I have to add, my husband and I met over a conversation where we found out that both of us had lost our golden retrievers the same month of the same year. Before we met.
Oh, boy.
So sometimes loss can actually be a bridge. or a bond, when you find someone that can actually empathize with
yes.
what you're going through,
right.
you can actually make a new friend. So don't leave that as a possibility.
So all we're saying is we're not leaving you out if your loss was a pet and not a family member, because for a lot of us, our pet is a family member. And, you know, we don't want to eliminate the validity of your feelings for that or belabor it either.
Well, and we want to seriously remind you that we invite you to call, and we mean it. And you'll also hear our toll-free number as we close, and it is 866-480-LIVE. And I just want to encourage you, if you need someone to talk to, you can call us. But if you have a friend that you think if you advise them, I just want you to listen. Don't even say anything.
Right.
I just want you to listen. They may be able to do that for you, if as long as you let them know what
right.
you need.
Right.
Let's pray, Patty. Lord, we just bring to you each and every person that's listening that has suffered a loss of any kind, whether it is as big as a death, whether it was a divorce, whether they've lost a job, their finances, they're about to lose their house, their best friend, whatever it is, Lord, we bring and lift up each one of these people to you. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, our Comforter, to bring your comfort to them right now. If you're listening, if you'll just hold your hands up to the Lord, maybe make like you're going to receive a gift right in front of you, just make a way to invite the Holy Spirit to bring you comfort. He talks of the balm of Gilead in the Bible, and the good shepherd can come and rub that oil all over you just like he would a little wounded sheep, and he can comfort you himself. There's no amount of words that we can say that can bring you the comfort you need. We know that, but you can invite Jesus Christ himself. Say, Lord, you say that you can be everywhere at once. I invite you to particularly manifest your love and your comfort in my house right now.
And, you know, this isn't just for someone who's had a loss. If you've never invited Jesus Christ into your life, you know, tomorrow's promised to no one. My neighbor's wife was a picture of health and 43 years old. She went to bed one night needing to get up to go to work in the morning, and that never happened. Tomorrow is promised to no one. Today is the day of salvation. Now is an acceptable time. If you haven't called on the Lord, he's not a babe in the manger. He's a Savior seated at the right hand of the Father. Call on him, and he will save you.
Thank you, Lord. And I want to pray also, Patty, for the people that feel like their grief has just lasted too long. You know, the first year is particularly bad. The second year can be rough. But maybe it's just gone on for years. And Lord, we just unite with you in a prayer of agreement. All of you that are praying with us out there, all you listeners, we agree with you that the spirit of grief will have to come off. We cast out the spirit of grief in the name of Jesus Christ. We say you have no permission to be with these people who are children of God, who want God's healing, and we say that if you will say, God, take this spirit of grief off of me, and I receive your perfect love. I receive your healing. Heal my broken heart. Help me to trust in you again. I give you my why, God, why, my when, God, when, my what were you thinking, God, all of those things, and just take the spirit of grief away from me, and I receive your healing, Jesus.
And we just speak the word, and I'm just going to cut this short. This is a short and simple scripture, but it says in the Bible, he sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from all their distresses. And Lord, we just thank you that your word is true and it shall not return void. So I just thank you for the healing. I believe that mass healing has gone out over these airways today. And Lord, I even know that there are ministering angels, because it says in the Bible that there are ministering angels. And I pray, even as your Holy Spirit is the Comforter, that even angels right now are leaving the heavenlies, that you would feel the presence of angels in the room and let them minister to you.
Some of you, your healing may come through playing worship music, and you may say, well, I had to quit doing that after this loss because I would just break down and cry every time. But there's something healing about
yes.
crying, too,
yes.
especially the salty tears, I'm
right.
told. Sometimes you just keep it bottled up too long, and what you need to do is just let it out, and you can do that by playing worship music, by getting in the Word, and you may, you know, if you pray first, you may turn to something that is just God's Word straight to you. You know it's not just a history, but God brought me to this verse today. Others of you, you need to connect. Even with the people that you think should know what you need already, and just tell them what you need. Tell them what you need prayer for. People can't read your mind, and pray for the energy, the courage to call them and tell them what you need so that it can be a win-win situation and they can understand that you're still hurting or this season is tough or you can't bear the thought of going shopping alone or you want to go to the Christmas cantata at church but you don't want to sit there alone. You want to be sure you have someone with you. Whatever it is that would help, let people know what you need and give Jesus a chance to work through them. Hallelujah. And we thank you for being with us today. We thank you and we pray that you will have the courage to reach out to people when the Holy Spirit tells you that person isn't as happy as they look. You don't have to probe and ask a bunch of questions. You don't have to say, aha, you know, I know that you need me and I'm going to take you out and have fun. That's not what we're talking about. Just be there. Just listen. Be available and just listen. And one more caution, when someone is telling you how bad it is for them, don't say, I know exactly how you feel. And don't start telling your own story until maybe later on. Just listen. If it's appropriate to give them a hug, you can do that. But people need to be heard. Amen?
Amen.
I'd like to invite you to join us next week. We're going to be on a different subject every week. But it will be about God intervening in the lives of real people. What we promise you is that we are not giving you old stories or somebody else's story, what God could do, might do, or has done. We're going to tell you how God is intervening in the lives of real people today, even in these end times. So please call us and share your testimony, your questions, your comments. Invite us to come do a healing prayer and worship night. Ask us your questions about restoration prayer ministry. Whatever it is that we can help you with, please call us. And don't forget about all our free articles at www.cwlinc.com. And have a Merry Christmas.
You have been listening to Crosswalk Talk with Reverend Carlotta Waldman and Reverend Pat Torek. For more information about personal restoration prayer ministry, our local healing prayer and worship meetings, ministry training seminars, or free healing articles, go to our website, Crosswalk Life, at www.cwlinc.com. If you would like a copy of this message, you can download it on our website or email us at cwt@cwlinc.com or call toll-free at 866-480-LIVE. That's 866-480-LIVE. If you would like to help keep Crosswalk Talk on this station, please mail your tax-deductible donation to Crosswalk Talk, P.O. Box 1535, Washington, Pennsylvania, 15301. Again, that's Crosswalk Talk, P.O. Box 1535, Washington, Pennsylvania, 15301. And please join us next week for more Crosswalk Talk.
Could search for earth for things.